Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, it's summertime, and there is a certain thing called the summer slide. We do not want your kids there at the beginning of the year, no matter if they're elementary, middle, or high school. And joining me this morning, Andrew Snorton. He is a board member and founding member of the LEAD Foundation. How are you this morning, Andrew?
Hey, good morning, Swanda. I'm doing great, and it's a pleasure. It really is a pleasure and privilege to be here, so thank you.
So look, tell us about the LEAD Foundation. You've been out there, gosh, a long time. I can't even remember. I remember when you started, but it was so long ago.
Yeah, we started the LEAD Foundation around 2006, and it was through the efforts of people such as, but not limited to, Michael Woodward, LaTabia Woodward, Willie Cartwright, Evan Crawford. Gosh, I know there's
So you
folks
start
that I'm
calling
leaving
names, you're going to
out,
forget
so
somebody.
please charge it to my head and not to my heart. And we started off initially doing our Alpha Leadership Program during the spring semester for middle and high school students. And from there, we've been blessed to grow. So we've got the REAL Project, which is our male mentoring piece we do during the fall semester, Alpha Leadership Program, which is co-ed, covering the whole gambit from public speaking, the use of technology, college tours, scholarship programs. So we've been blessed in the time that we started back in 2006 to grow and do programming, especially during the summer.
Oh my gosh, y'all do some phenomenal things. I'm always keeping up trying to read what you guys are doing. I love that you send out a newsletter because, it helps me know what's going on and all the rest of us. But we got to give you kudos because you're doing a great work for our kids and in today's environment, very well needed. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, you're welcome. It's just like people poured into us when we were in middle school and high school. To me, one of the best ways you thank those people who invested in you is to invest in others.
That's
And
right.
if you're able to allow them to learn, grow, to make mistakes, learn from those mistakes, but they're able to do things at a quicker rate than you were, then that means they can even be better resources, to folks coming behind them and around them. So
Absolutely.
I don't want to say it's a circle of life, but it's one of those things where, hey, just like other people helped you out, you do what you can to help
That's
somebody else
right.
out.
That's right. And even if you didn't get the help, you still turn around and you need to help because you think about a lot of some of us. I didn't get any help, in my career, my first starting and all of that. But I am an avid mentor. I mentor as many kids as I can in this business. And so even if you didn't get it, if you wished you had gotten it, you want to go out and make sure you turn around and help our young people. There's some great young folks out there. So Andrew, let's talk about the programs that are happening this summer. You have the Literacy Project and Lead to Read, and then we're going to talk about one other program that you do throughout the year that may be a little
Sure.
limited for the kids.
Yeah, sure. Well, the Literacy Project honestly started as a way for one of our board members, I'll say specifically me, to celebrate a birthday. Like every year during my birthday, I always try to do some type of service tie-in, so whether it was feeding the homeless or silent auction, what have you. And one of the things that we understand how important reading is that bridge for your vocabulary, your public speaking, your writing skills, and your critical thinking and problem solving. And based on what's going on right now, we need as many problem
We do.
solvers as
We do.
possible.
Critical thinkers, you know?
So what ended up happening is from a simple way to celebrate my birthday in August, we actually have three sites where we either help establish reading programs or enhance existing ones. So we do have a site in Chicago. We have one in Winston-Salem near the area where I went to college. And our site in Loganville is really important because it's done at one of the transitional centers for kids and adults. They're trying to get their GED and equivalency pieces ranging from greenhouse to use of technology, music, and what have you. So we pretty much, right now, we're in the infancy stages where we're helping build up that library. So we're looking to probably have at least about somewhere between 750 and 1,000 different new and slightly used texts. People are able to donate Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And what happens is once we've got that critical number, we'll then develop into doing the read-ins for the residents and just for the general community, and then ultimately start bringing in a number of these authors who have done different work. So I think about one of the topics like self-help, and I think about Nathan McCall's Makes Me Want to Holler, and he's actually based here in Metro Atlanta. So we're still in the infancy stages, but the way people can help is the center that we work with, located in Loganville, is the New Horizon Recovery Ministry of Teen Challenge, which is located on 5035 Highway 20. Every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, they accept donations of new and slightly used materials, or even if people want to donate a gift card, let's say to a Barnes & Noble or books, any other bookstore, Amazon or whatnot. The main things that they're looking for that we're trying to build up will be autobiographies, emphasis on Black history, GED resources, leadership training, greenhouse growing, business and entrepreneurship, biblical studies, poetry, music, grant writing, government, political,
almost
science,
everything.
Everything. But the good thing is these are some solid things that are grounded in empowerment. They are grounded especially for biblical studies, making sure to have that spiritual base, and making sure that as we're empowering these young folks and folks that got a little bit of a head start on young people, that they're able to be better resources for their families, for their communities. And again, that theme that because someone took time to help you out, one of the best ways to say thank you is to turn around and help them out.
Absolutely. That is phenomenal. So now that's the Literacy Project, right?
Yes, that's the Literacy Project.
Okay, so Lead to Read.
Lead to Read is our summer program that we do usually starting in July. The start date that we're going to have for it this year is going to be Saturday, July 22nd. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of Lead to Read is, like we said, we know how sometimes during the summer that's downtime, which kids do need their time to catch their breath. They really do.
Sure.
But sometimes when you take a little bit too much time, the cobwebs develop, and when the school year starts, especially depending on what school district some kids go to, some schools are starting the end of July, some are starting the beginning of August, some are year-round, and it's kind of like you want to give kids a little bit of an opportunity to get the wheels spinning, and that way, by doing that and getting that practice with your reading comprehension, your public speaking, your writing, and your critical thinking, whether you're doing it on an individual basis, problem solving, reading aloud. So some of the things that we want to bring to the Literacy Project is what we're doing on a more focused scale through Lead to Read. That way, for middle and high school students, by the time the school year starts, they're ready to go. And what we've seen that young people who partake of this, or just anything to do the just enough practice, what happens is when the school year starts, you get off to a fast start.
Yeah.
And if you get off to a fast start, it can parlay into being more invested in the learning process, more invested in your clubs and activities, continue to build on those skills, and just trying to work a step ahead, basically.
Yeah.
We don't want any of our young people to fall back. We want them to be able to move ahead, whether it's slow or swift, movement is movement.
That summer slide is real. And the amount of time that the teachers have to spend preparing or going back and reteaching with the kids, you know, to get them up to par, it's a waste of time. It's simply a waste of time when we really can get our kids involved. And like you said, have those wheels spinning and ready to go day one.
Definitely, definitely. Again, it's one of those things where you understand what people did to help you. So now the question is, what can you do to help somebody else?
Absolutely. So tell people how they can get involved with the Literacy Project and Lead to Read.
Yeah, definitely. First off, by going on our foundation's website, The Lead Foundation, which is www.theleadfoundation.org, and clicking on the menu for programs, we have details on not only what we spoke about today, but all of our programs, and easy ways to get engaged and get involved. For those that are active with social media on Facebook, by typing in The Lead Foundation, by typing that in, you'll see some more of the photo archives. And a great thing, like you mentioned earlier with the newsletter, even if they don't register for it to go into their email, if they go to our Facebook, they can pull up the archival newsletter so they're informed as to what we're doing. Other social media platforms that we're on include Twitter and Instagram. And if they use the handle LEADFDN, again, again, LEADFDN. That's on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, they can pull the archival newsletters. And then on Instagram, it gives you the little photo snapshot. And then by phone, people can reach us by calling area code 678-632-5323. And the last four digits spell out the word LEAD.
So, Andrew, you are at Newton County High School today?
Yeah, today I'm blessed to be at Newton County High School. One of the things that we're working on is doing standardized test prep. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, the young people I'm working with, you know, people have all these things to say about young people, what they're not doing, but oftentimes we forget about what they are doing.
That's right.
These are young folks that are student athletes. So even being involved in student athletics, they understand the most important thing is they are a student. And they do a great job of representing themselves well, their teams well, just everything. There's some quality young people that they want to do well. Bottom line is they want to do well.
So let me speak to Jordan.
Okay, hold on just a moment and get Jordan for you.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. So you are doing your ACT prep?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it hard?
As I'm working with him, not as much.
Good, good. So when do you get to take the exam?
I'm taking it near the beginning of the school year.
Mm-hmm. Are you going into your senior year?
No, I'm going to my junior year.
Junior year. So you're getting ready. You're getting ready for college, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That is so awesome. Is Newton High School your school?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, you're a student athlete, so what do you do?
I play football.
Football. So we'll be looking for you out there, but we'll also be looking for those great grades and great ACT scores. Thank you so much. Let me speak to Cosby.
Hello.
Hi, Cosby.
Hey, how are you?
I am wonderful. Now, what grade are you going into?
I'm going to my 11th grade year. I'm going to be a junior.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So you're a student athlete as well?
Yes, ma'am. Student first, athlete as well.
Okay. What do you play?
I play football. I run track. I play the linebacker position.
All right. ACT. Now, are you taking the SATs and the ACT?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'll be taking this at the beginning of next year.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am. I do. I feel like the preparation and as well as my instructor, they have prepared me to do the best I can, have increased my strategy and my knowledge as well. So I do feel much confident. My motivation is up and I'm ready.
All right. I love it. We wish you all the best. So let me speak to James.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good.
You're a student athlete as well. Tell me what you do.
I play football for Newton County High School.
Okay. And you are going to 11th grade as well?
No, ma'am. I'm going to my senior year.
Senior year. Are you excited?
Yes, ma'am.
So, college bound, what colleges are you looking at?
I was looking into Georgia, Alabama, and Georgia State.
All right. So, ACT, SATs, are you prepared now?
Yes, ma'am. I took it my first time last Saturday.
Mm-hmm. How was it hard?
It wasn't hard. It was just tiring.
It was long, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know what? We wish you all the best. We'll be watching out for you to see what school you're going to go to, and I know you're going to do well. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Phenomenal leaders coming up in Newton High School and, you know, student athletes and good grades. That's a win-win situation.
Like I said, they deserve tremendous credit. They, like I said, they've dedicated themselves to their classes, to their, you know, overall academic excellence, mm-hmm. their athletic excellence. So I definitely have to, like I said, they truly represent themselves well. So, you know, kudos to them, their
Absolutely.
Teammates, their coaches, including their head coach, Terrence Banks. So they're all doing an awesome job. So definitely be on the lookout for them.
Yes.
They're primed to do some great things, and we're just blessed to be a part of it.
So, Andrew, I know that some years you take students on the college tours, but you also do LDCEI, which I don't know what that stands for. So you'll tell me. Tell me about that.
Sure. Well, this is true. We do the college tours typically during the spring break. Mm-hmm. LDCEI stands for Leadership Development, Citizenship, an educational institute. So it's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. However, it's something that we've been involved with at least for like the past 8-9 years, mm-hmm. and it's actually affiliated with the southern region of the chapters of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. So what happens is each summer for about a 5-day period, we rotate to different parts of our region, which includes North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Yes. So this year's Leadership Institute is taking place on the campus of Savannah State University, mm-hmm. and it's taking place from June 21st through June 25th. Typically, we bring a number of our program students, but we also combined, it's usually between about 150, 175 young people who are rising freshmen to mm-hmm. rising seniors. They spend the time on the college campus, so they get a little bit of dorm life experience and things of that nature. They have their slate of classes ranging from some of the themes that we talk about in our programs, ranging from, you know, the writing process, use of technology, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Health and wellness, just the whole gambit. We also mix in, you know, a couple of other pieces, whether it's a day trip or things along those lines, banquet at the end. It really is a great week for young people, like I said, rising freshmen through rising seniors, mm-hmm. to get involved, not only interact with their peers from their neck of the woods, but all across the region. And what we found is a number of the friendships that are established, some of these young folks end up being roommates at whatever college or university they attend, or even for those that go on the other end and go into the military. Mm-hmm. It's about, again, providing access to resources, opportunities, and exposure. And by doing that more often, especially like we talked about during the summer months, mm-hmm. you're basically equipping young people to be as aware, take time to invest in themselves, yes. and invest in their families, invest in their communities, and just be the great people that we know that they're capable of being.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you said the 21st, is it closed or can somebody still register?
It's pretty close to being closed out, which on one hand is a good thing, mm-hmm. because it means what we're doing, people are seeing the merit, they're seeing the value, mm-hmm. they're seeing where, you know, it can definitely happen. And a lot of credit has to go to the coordinators, Dr. Arthur Vaughn, as well as one of our board members, Mr. Michael Woodward. They mm-hmm. do an outstanding job. And they're making it happen. But definitely, if people wanted to make sure to find out about that, you know, info, not only just to keep it on their calendars and keep it on their radar, definitely we make sure to talk about it in our newsletter. But the actual site that people can go to will be the regional site of APASOUTH.org. So it stands for Alpha South. And the information, they just do the search for LDCEI, and it spells out pretty much everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. But I do know that pulling the registration info online is pretty much closed, and I think we are just about at capacity. So again, it's a good problem to have that we're at capacity.
It is.
But by the same token, by making sure people know that this is something they can get their young people involved in.
Every summer.
They can mm-hmm. keep it on the radar. And I think the bigger thing that you're mentioning before is there are, whether we're doing them or other organizations, there are things that you can get young people engaged with during the summer.
Yeah.
And being able to at least maintain, but any opportunities to work ahead, like you heard, you know, from our student, mm-hmm. you know, our young people representing from Newton, there are things you can do.
Absolutely.
There are things that are accessible. And don't think that you can't do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Andrew, so throughout the year, I know you do a lot of things throughout the year. Tell people again how they can learn more. Now, you're mostly based out in Snellville, Loganville area?
Well, our nonprofit is based out of Lawrenceville.
Yeah, Lawrenceville.
And we do a lot of our programming through one of our partners, A Taste of Paradise Restaurant and Event Hall, based in Lilburn.
Mm-hmm.
However, we do, just like you're hearing now, we do periodic programs outside of our servicing area, mm-hmm. and any of our programs are accessible. We do not have an issue if you're in Gwinnett County, DeKalb, Fulton, Henry, Newton, wherever. Either we'll do what we can to get to you, or you do what you can to get to us, and we will do our part to the best of our ability. Mm-hmm. But in getting in contact with the work that we do with our nonprofit, again, our website is www.theleadfoundation.org. On Facebook, by typing in The Lead Foundation, they can pull up our mm-hmm. Facebook and related social media. Instagram and Twitter, it is the handle LEADFDN. Again, LEADFDN. And then contact number, excuse me, is area code 678-632-5323.
Right, all right. Great information. You do such great work in
the
summertime.
Well, I'll say this. It's a team effort. Yeah. And I know real briefly, I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you to the members of our graduate chapter based in Loganville Conyers, our collective Alphas of Atlanta, who does some great work. That's all eight of our grad chapters. Mm-hmm. Again, A Taste of Paradise Restaurant and Event Hall, all of our board members, volunteers, students, supporters, any other entities that have thought enough of us to invest in us so we can continue to invest and help develop tomorrow's leaders today. So thank
phenomenal,
you.
Phenomenal work in the community. Andrew Snorton, board member and founding member of The Lead Foundation. And you can go to theleadfoundation.org for more information. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for your time. You and your listeners and everyone, please have a great day. Continue blessings with all the great work that's going on. And thanks for being such a great resource for so many. So thank you.